Blog Talk Radio.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
Will a strong and united America still be a force for freedom and prosperity around the world?
America has created the longest peacetime economic expansion in our history.
We are the heirs of that first revolution.
Good common sense and sound judgment of the American people. And their essential love of justice.
Welcome to the Kudzu Vine for the DNC convention midpoint. We're really kind of about the midpoint of convention week. Martin's live out in Denver at the Pepsi Center. Welcome, Martin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, and Catherine is in Atlanta. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Sorry about last night, you guys.
Oh, I think it went better than advertised. Looking at the thing, I think you had a show, so we're good. Keeping this ball rolling, getting a lot of attention. But, Martin, right now, something pretty exciting, what used to be the focal point of the convention is happening. Tell us about it.
Well, we're going through the roll call vote right now, actually, and looks like Washington, D.C. is up, so Georgia is just a few minutes away. Kind of feel like you're at the Miss America pageant. You're waiting for your state to come up.
Yes, because I know some people try to squeeze in front of the camera. I take it Martin is going to forego that to stay on the air with us. Aren't we so honored?
Well, you know, I like you guys better than I like cameras, so I got a face made for radio. What can I say?
All right. Well, we're the right format. Well, last night, a big, exciting night. I'm just going to tell you, I watched the speech this morning getting ready. I was tired, had a long day, but I watched the speech, and my wife is going, did we change our mind? Are we nominating Hillary Clinton? Was that the feel in the convention hall?
You know, the feel that I got was this is the an amazing way to finish up this chapter of history, and I thought the speech was a home run. I really did. The excitement, the unity and the camaraderie in that room, and really I think all over this country, everybody who is sitting around watching this on the television that's interested in our future, interested in Democratic politics, interested in how we can change this country for the better. I think we were all united watching Hillary Clinton speak last night.
I think so too. I thought it was really good, and I thought that it was. I thought Brian Schweitzer was great as the right before her.
Wasn't he fantastic?
He was great. I love him. I love him.
Every time I watch him, I like him just a little bit more.
I had never seen him, but he was really good. And I thought the video clip of the Hillary video clip was really moving. I mean, that got me crying. And then Chelsea introducing her, it was all very very sweet, and she was very warm and generous, and I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed watching it and listening to her.
I think it was just the perfect note to hit. I really did. It was just so classy and so just this is what Democratic leadership looks like.
Yep.
Yeah, speaking
and
of
I'm going to go ahead and break in and tell you guys that Florida is doing their roll call vote right now, which means that the Peach State is next.
Oh, excellent. And we may have some guests on after that roll call vote. I know Kasim Reed is supposed to be on later with us, and we may have who is probably one of the deans of Democratic conventions in America, not just Georgia, later coming up. We'll just see if that happens because of this roll call vote. But talking about those videos, and I've thought this since about 92, a lot of times, in my impression, those videos are more powerful than the speeches that follow them. Michelle Obama's, Hillary Clinton's video, much more so, I thought the Michelle Obama video did a great job introducing her. But even going back to Bill Clinton, what's y'all's thoughts on that?
I don't remember the Michelle Obama video, but I thought that Hillary video was really great. I was doing a live chat at Tondi's Tavern last night, and someone said, why didn't they use that during the election, during the primaries? It would have been really good, but, you know.
Yeah, Martin, your thoughts on the media there?
I think, you know, I think the more ways you've got to get your message across, the better.
Yeah, and
you
know,
all the videos have been just wonderfully produced and tell such a compelling story about who we are.
Yes, I see Georgia. I see Jane Kidd's giving the call. Shirley from Mayor Franklin right there with her. How did people decide who got to make the call? How was that decided for us, Martin?
I'm sorry. Tell me that one again.
How did we decide who was going to make the announcement for Georgia's votes?
For the forestry, which is actually going on right now, which is why I got a little distracted. It's Jane and Shirley Franklin.
Yes.
Chair of the convention, co-chair of the convention, and chair of the delegation.
Yes. How did that decide? How did y'all decide who to do?
I think that the majority of the delegates said these are the ladies who should do it. And
certainly,
too, in our floor speech, we're referencing that Georgia is the birthplace of Dr. King and the folks who carry on his legacy today, like Joseph Lowery, who's in our delegation, and Congressman Lewis, who's in our delegation as well. And also, Georgia's given birth to a couple of pretty good statesmen by the name of Sam Nunn and Jimmy Carter, and they're also mentioned. So Georgia's representing very well tonight.
Yes, I see right there in the picture Representative Scott and Senator Tate, who was our guest on Monday night. So, pumping up our past shows. I see we have a caller from the 404. Who do we have on with us?
This is Commissioner Irvin.
Hey.
Hi, Commissioner Irvin. Thank you for calling in. Commissioner, you've been attending conventions for how long now?
Since John Kennedy.
Wow. 1960. Wow. So, and you've gone to every one since then, correct?
All but one.
All but one. So,
pretty good record.
It certainly is. How have these things changed over the years?
Well, not an awful lot. The issues have changed. Like I tell folks, it's an amazing thing. A lot of people don't realize it, but that convention in 1960, one of the big issues was, could a Protestant vote for a Catholic?
Yes, well, I mean, it's America. We're breaking new ground every 4 years, it seems like.
Well, it does change a lot, doesn't it?
Yes. Catherine, any questions for Commissioner Irvin?
Commissioner Irvin, I understand that you were in at the Hillary Clinton delegate meeting today, and it sounds like it was quite an emotional event. And I just wondered if you had a little reflection on how that went.
Well, of course, one of the major things I think some of us interested in is to make sure we got released to vote for the nominee, and she had one of the early on things that she announced, but she got a lot of following.
Yeah.
She made a great ticket if she'd been on it. Matter of fact, if I'd had my wish, I would have wanted Obama to make her the running mate. I think it'd have been a sure winner, but you know what you would like to see happen doesn't happen sometimes.
Yes. Now, Commissioner Irvin, your picture's been on the blogs out there in Denver, and you're creating quite a buzz, and actually I think I saw you in person since then. You've decided to grow a goatee. What prompted that decision?
Well, it's time to change.
Yeah. Well, it's making the buzz, and so I got to ask the question. You know, people are interested. Well, talking about the convention, the breakfast speakers, I know President Carter's come to speak. What's been some of the more exciting breakfast speakers from the Georgia delegation in past years?
Well, my memory's not as good as it should be. When you get my age, those things kind of escape you, but we've always had interesting people, and as he stated this morning, he'd spoken in previous meetings. I thought the president did a fabulous job of telling people exactly what happened back when he was running for the second term, how close it was and what a division was reading he lost. And if we don't get our delegates together at this convention, we can't win. We got to be together.
Yes. Now, looking at Denver as a city compared to some other cities you've been to at conventions, how does Denver compare?
Well, the traffic's a mess. That's about
just
all
like
I
home, right?
See.
Just like Atlanta.
I believe it's worse.
Now, apparently we're staying more out in the Georgia delegation, staying a little more in the suburbs. Is that a possible cause of that?
Well, usually the people who are supposed to be blue states get preferential treatment. I'm real happy with our seating arrangements. I think we did extremely well. I couldn't ask for anything better. And we looked right down on the floor, right behind some of the leading states, Illinois and Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Now, Commissioner Irvin, you're from North Georgia, Northeast Georgia. How are people responding in your area, your home area, to Senator Obama and Joe Biden?
Well, I hadn't been there enough to really get a good feel for it. You know, you got to have time to get out and go around the coffee clubs and sit in a while to really get a good feeling of what people have to say. I think the biggest thing we got to make sure in Georgia that we keep people voting for the nominee. Get them to vote their pocketbook rather than some of the other emotional issues. If they vote their pocketbook, then Georgia could turn from a red state to a blue state immediately, because we got a lot of people that what's good for them financially is one of the leading things that they're concerned about, how they feed their family.
I think you're 100% right. Now, what are you going to take from this convention back to Georgia that you've heard or learned?
Well, I hadn't given that an awful lot of thought. There'd be a lot of things we'll talk about. Of course, one of the good things about it is we got a real friendly delegation. They make you feel good. A lot of them here for the first time. They ask some of us veterans a lot of the things that we can kind of help them where they understand what the whole picture is, and we try to do that. But I think one of the most impressive things about this convention is Georgia delegation, one of the best that we've had in the 10 that I've been to.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to leave you with one final question, but it's a good one. Tell me, in all the conventions you've been to, what's the best or funniest convention story you've had?
I thought out there in Atlanta when the governor of Texas was a lady, if you remember. She's talking about that Bush crowd. I don't remember that joke, but something about she couldn't get the saddle out of her mouth.
Yes. Well, Commissioner, thank you for joining us on the Kudzu Vine.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Yes, I think Martin, I thank you for helping line up the commissioner. Yeah, that was just talking to history. I mean, somebody that has been to conventions now for 48 years.
Yeah,
60
absolutely.
To 2008. I mean, does anybody have a longer range view of what's going on in American politics when it comes to conventions, not just Georgia politics, than Tommy Irvin?
Yep.
Bernita, I believe you're on the line with us.
Yes, I am.
Hello, Bernita.
Yes.
Hello, Seth Irvin.
Bernita, a friend of the show that's been on since the early days. Bernita, you were out in Denver, and you've been at just apparently everywhere in Denver, if you read the blog for Democracy, Tandy Tavern, other blogs. Tell us some stories. What you seeing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, today was probably the most emotional day. You know, we, as a Clinton supporter, she, you know, gathered her entire delegation to actually release us. And to say thank you. So that's pretty emotional. And I just left from doing the roll call vote.
Yes.
So,
where was that held at, the event with Hillary Clinton's delegates?
The convention center.
And the actual Pepsi Center?
No.
Oh,
the convention center.
The
There's
Denver
two different
convention.
Places we go, yeah. The convention
yes.
center and the Pepsi Center.
Yes, okay. Because so, I knew it would have to be a pretty big arena, because you're talking to thousands of folks.
It was about 1,900 folks.
1,900.
Plus the press was there, so I made more people.
Certainly. So, Bernita, this is your first convention, correct?
Correct.
So what do you feel is different about seeing it in person from seeing it on TV?
It's a lot tiring.
And I think you're having the benefit of it being a mountain time, which means you get out of there quicker or
well,
earlier
you know,
in the night.
It's the same thing. We get up at we're up at breakfast at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh.
And from 7:30 in the morning, we are gone and we are not back. The minimum you can get back to the hotel is 11:00 p.m.
Yes.
So that is a very, very long day.
Yes. And
yes.
I guess it's all shuttles for the Georgia delegation. No walking back from the arena.
No, because we might be 70 miles. I mean, we're far. We're not
yes.
close.
That's
we're
what I'd heard.
We're not close by any stretch of imagination, and which, you know, makes it a lot difficult. By the time you got all your signs that you just received, And, you know, do you go out with, you know, 10 signs in your hand, or do you go all the way back to the hotel? So.
Hello. It's a party atmosphere. I believe we may have Senator Reed with us. Senator Reed.
You do. How are you?
Oh, fine, and you. You're on with the Kudzu Vine. You're on with Catherine Smith, Mark Matheny, and Bernita Smith's on with us from out there in Denver with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got a good group.
Yes. Well, Senator Reed, thanks for joining us. You're out in at the convention, and I guess you're certainly close in politics to the convention co-chair, Shirley Franklin.
And this will be
your second or third convention out there with her?
This will be my second. We went to the convention together in Boston and now Denver.
Yes. Well, from Boston to Denver, and I was at the Boston one, what's the difference in the feel of the two conventions?
Well, I think the Boston was a much more intimate convention. We were much closer together. There was more camaraderie. Denver is a city that is more spread out. So everything from where we're staying out here to the proximity to the arena and the different related political events, it's really more spread out. So you have to do a good bit more planning out here.
Yes, Commissioner Irvin commented on that before you, that the traffic has been one of the most least enjoyable aspects of Denver thus far.
Yeah, the commission is right. But we're enjoying the climb out here. We're out here to do something very important to help elect the next president and vice president of the United States. So I think we'll get through it. But I tell you what, we better win Colorado.
Yes. Now, Senator, you were one of Senator Obama's earliest supporters. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, tell us what made you get on board with Senator Obama so early in the process.
Well, I'd had an opportunity to spend some time with him very early on when he was considering running for president, because he and Gene Duffy, we share a mutual friend in Gene Duffy. So I had gotten to know him over time and just really believe. I mean, I saw a lot of things in him that I think people across the country are seeing now, and people saw when they made him the nominee of the party. So I just saw those things, had an opportunity to see him up close a little earlier on, and wanted to be a part of making history. And there was a part of it that was generational as well. I mean, he had been a state senator. He was closer to our generation in terms of age, and that had something to do with it as well. And I felt that he was the most qualified and best for the country.
Yes. Catherine, your questions for Senator Reed.
Well, I'm sorry. I just feel like I live in Atlanta. I feel like I have to ask you about the mayor's race. I know it's sort of out of mind, but how does the Lisa Borders dropping out of the race? It seems like that puts you in the sort of in the lead, and I think that's great. I've been a fan of yours for a long time. So.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. That means a lot. I think that Lisa dropping out of the race, first of all, you know, I want to acknowledge all her service and her commitment to her family and certainly respect her decision to get out of the race. I think I think that we always felt good about where we were in running that race against President Borders. So we were comfortable. We're now just doing everything that we were doing before much harder. And
yes.
The race in a weird way has gotten more difficult to predict because you have so many new individuals who would not have thought about the race because of President Borders' exit. So it's good and bad, but the bottom line is I'm enjoying the climb a lot, and I feel real good about where our campaign is. But, you know, I don't enjoy wearing a bullseye on my back for the next year.
Well, I have to tell you that you always make us proud. You know, always. Whenever I hear you speak, whenever I see you, you're always you always make me proud. You're not my state senator, but even so, you still represent Georgia and especially Metro Atlanta very well, and we appreciate that and wish you the best of luck in your.
Yeah, but I'm trying, and that means a lot to me. I really love public service, and I try to be a good representative and use my office for good. So that means a lot to me.
Yes, Senator Reed, what can you take from the convention that you've seen here that we can take back and win this campaign and future campaigns?
How important it is to let your volunteers be be heavily involved and have a real stake in the campaign. I mean, what I've seen in terms of Denver and the overall Obama effort is it's just vital to let people get involved in the campaign in a more serious way and a more organic and grassroots way. And then once that takes hold, you've really got to support it. So that's the lesson that I've learned. I mean, we need to stop being so top-down and so controlling in campaigns. We need to work to get the support of the people who make a difference, and then we need to let them go out there and win it for us. And I see that happening in Georgia, and that's a lesson that's my takeaway from this experience.
Excellent. Well,
you know what I see is I see a lot of people who you know, who may not be professional politicians or professional political consultants, but they sure do know a lot and sure can help a lot. And we've got to let them go.
Certainly. Well, Senator Reed, we thank you for joining us on the Kudzu Vine to talk about DNC, and we want to invite you back in the coming months for an extended interview only about the mayor's race. And then even down the line, as the race unfolds, I'm sure it's going to be the number one election in the South in 2009.
Well, the Kudzu Vine is very important, and I'm grateful for having the opportunity to be on the show. And I'm just a phone call away if you want me on the show in the future.
Excellent. Well, have a good time in Denver and have a safe trip back.
All right. You be well. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Yes, and I think it's so important that folks like Kasim Reed are out there in the DNC, because you know all the connections that Shirley Franklin's built up in national politics. If there's a way to then transfer that to the next generation like Kasim Reed, Atlanta, Georgia can only be the better for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I think we have Paige Gleason with us. Paige, you there?
I am. How is everybody?
Excellent. So you've been out there again, seeing more. What in the last 2 days have you seen since we talked to you last?
Well, let's see. I mean, last night, of course, we saw Madam Clinton speak, and I think that was an absolutely wonderful speech that she gave. I think everybody here has been really excited, and I think the speech did exactly what it needed to do. I think the sense of unity today has been absolutely amazing. And this afternoon, she had a meeting with her delegation, where she gave another wonderfully inspiring speech, and she released her delegates and announced that she herself voted for Barack Obama. So I think that she is doing everything that she can to bring this party together.
Yes. And I guess taking it to a lighter note, Martin, you jump on this too. Tell us about some of the most colorful characters you've seen at this convention. There's always a few of those. I remember Big Orange from the Boston convention from Colorado that dressed in bright orange and suspenders and a bright orange hat every day, and some others. Tell us, Paige,
well,
you can go first. Who are you seeing?
Basically, I mean, from our own delegation this morning, Jimmy Carter spoke to the Alabama and Georgia delegations this morning, and Cheryl Williams came in her full and complete donkey suit, which was quite fantastic. Martin, what have you seen around the convention hall?
You know that we have another delegate who is has got a very interesting piece of headgear that I admire, because I think it sums up the economy and the economic record of the Bush administration just so well. It's I'm trying to figure out how to put this delicately. Various pieces of, shall we say, plumbing equipment, with with money appearing to be flushed down. And that's got to be definitely one of my favorite things. And boy, we've got some creative delegates here in Georgia. I like
sure.
The donkey suit too.
So you think she went to Home Depot and said, and they said, if you want to do it, we can help.
Well,
that
sounds
like...
she is walking around with smaller dollhouse size toilets on her hat, not like a full blown, because that would obviously cause anything.
But the piping, I'm just wondering about the piping. Okay, I don't know where you get small dollhouse size toilets, unless dollhouses come with that. I don't play with a lot of dollhouses to know.
Can't say I'm an expert on that.
Yes, well, Martin, I'm going to come to you with this. I'm going to come to this question with you first. The other day, your stargazing was pretty suspect when the best guy you could come up with was from the McNair-Lehrer News Hour. Has it gotten any better, Martin? You seen anybody more famous?
Well, I want to go ahead and get the back of my good friend Ray Suarez from the News Hour, Jim Lehrer. He was a nice guy. But, actually, Let me see who I can I've seen over the past couple of days to brag on. I saw Paul Begala coming through, and he's a nice guy. I saw, Bill Kristol, who is probably a little bit shorter than I thought he would be, but very much a smiling fellow. We saw Roland Martin from CNN, and I think definitely probably the funniest one that I saw was one Mr. Bill O'Reilly hustling up Aurora Avenue surrounded by about six looked to be interns, and he did not look pleased at all.
And Paige, what
have been doing some heckling from the crowd as he made his way up the street.
Yes. Paige, who have you seen?
Who have I seen? I'm all the way up in the top, so I don't get to be where all the fancy people are. But I do understand that Big Boy came through yesterday, and Al Franken, and a number. There's a whole list of folks people were talking about this morning. I believe the Baldwin brothers are here. It's a party and everybody's here. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
I understand. One of my favorites that y'all might not have thought of is Jasmine Guy from A Different World, who's actually an Atlanta native, stopped by and visited with the Georgia delegation last night on the floor.
I apologize because I don't actually watch Sex and the City, but one of the guys from Sex and the City was around earlier.
Which one?
The African American. What's his name? I'm sorry, I don't remember. I don't watch the show, but everybody was very excited, and many of our people got their pictures taken with him.
Oh, cool.
And it'll come to me, of course, after I get off the phone.
Yes. Now, Martin, you alluded to something, and I tried to watch mostly CNN, a little bit of NBC, MSNBC, but then I like to hear on the nights like this what Fox is saying just to see how the other side is misconstruing things.
Uh-huh.
And the one guy, the few minutes I watched, the Fox guy said, yes, we're not getting a very warm reception. how are people treating the Fox folks when they see them? Is it really as bad as they're saying?
You know, I think that the folks from Fox that I've seen, and of course, let me start by saying we have a Fox affiliate in Atlanta, Fox 5, and Deidre Duke and her crew are up here, and they have been just excellent. And of course, we don't have the problems with them that we have with the national cable network. So I want to make sure that I'm not including those guys. But I'll tell you, I think that the folks at Fox News have been treated very professionally up here. They've got a good space in the hall, and as near as I can tell, they haven't had any rotten vegetables thrown at them from the floor.
Yes, I mean,
darn.
I noticed that was mentioned.
That may have something to do with the no food in the hall rule. I don't know, but nonetheless, they've been treated very well.
That might be the reason for the no food in the hall rule.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I guess in just our closing few minutes, of course, we'll be on tomorrow to recap some of the big things, including Bill Clinton speaking and Joe Biden. But I know that a lot of places are having parties. I know Bud Gammon, the congressional candidate from the 11th District, is helping organize one at the Rome Forum. So if you're in Northwest Georgia, make it up the Rome Forum. Catherine, what do you know about in Atlanta?
Well, there's one at Amsterdam, on Amsterdam Avenue, with like the Atlanta Stonewall, Fulton Dems. Jim Martin sent out an email today saying he was going to be there. And then the YD Atlanta, where is that one, Paige?
Honestly, I don't remember.
I can't remember.
Okay.
It's at a downtown club.
And Martin, you want to promote?
I'm at the greatest watch party of all time. So,
well, certainly.
Yeah, we're having the Georgia delegation party tonight at the Hyatt, so that should be a lot of fun here, too. So the whole group will be together.
Well, we'll hope to hear about that then on tomorrow's broadcast, the last one, 6 o'clock. We're getting a little attention. I know some online papers and stuff have printed about what we're doing, so hopefully people are getting a good service out of this. But Paige, Mark.
I think what you guys are doing is great.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, and keep giving us good information as we get the final day. And, of course, it hits to the crescendo when Senator Obama makes his announcement speech, the main event.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Have
Thank
fun tonight.
Guys.
Big
talk
tonight. Oh,
yes,
boy.
See y'all tomorrow night.
Good night.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Okay. Bye.